You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 5 new cases of coronavirus, all linked to a cluster in Melbourne's northern suburbs that has forced some 500 people into quarantine. Hundreds of people are self-isolating after 3 primary school students attended East Preston Islamic College after their parents thought the children had been cleared by the health department. The communication confusion highlights the significance of COVID-19 health messaging, with concerns raised this outbreak may lead to discrimination towards the Muslim community. But Mr. Andrews says the virus does not discriminate and people should not feel ashamed about getting tested.
So this virus does not discriminate based on your postcode, where your mum and dad were born, the language you speak at home, the place where you go to pray, or if you don't go to pray. This virus is unconcerned with any of those things. So nobody in the Islamic community should have that sense of shame or stigma that they've got a positive test. No one should feel that.
Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the situation is concerning, but the response has been excellent.
The school has acted very well. The Victorian Health Authorities have acted well. And it is critical that we send the message, not just in English through broad spectrum media, but in culturally diverse and appropriate language. And one of the things that we've done is work with SBS to ensure that there are different language broadcasts, fact sheets in over 20 different languages. We've had broadcasts and other programs in over 60 different languages. And so all of these things are coming together. The message to the community around the school in Preston, if you do have symptoms, please be tested.
The outbreak puts the planned easing of Melbourne's lockdown restrictions this weekend in doubt. It comes as civil libertarians in Victoria say they're concerned about reports the police will use drones this weekend to make sure people don't gather in breach of COVID-19 rules to watch the AFL Grand Final. Mr. Andrews has already appealed to Victorians not to have people over to their houses to watch the event while the state is trying to suppress the virus. Gemma Caffarella from Liberty Victoria says they don't have an issue with the lockdown, but they are concerned about the use of drones.
If the police normally wanted to check out what was going on in someone's private space, being their backyard or their home, they would normally need to comply with quite stringent laws about whether or not they can enter that space. Our concern is that the use of drones means that there's pretty much no check or balance on that process, and the police are just able to assess what's going on in people's private spaces.
And in New South Wales, there is just 1 new case of locally acquired COVID-19 and 6 in hotel quarantine. Despite the low numbers of local infections, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's a desperate need for people to wear masks on public transport, which she says has declined. The single local case was recorded from 15,329 tests in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, slightly up from 14,932 the day before, while 6 people in hotel quarantine were also diagnosed. Ms. Berejiklian has also issued a warning after coronavirus was detected in sewage samples from the Bathurst area, which may be linked to a possible infection at last weekend's Bathurst 1000 motor racing event.
We are managing to keep the rate of community transmission very low in New South Wales with just 1 overnight, but I do want to refer everybody to the health messages we've had, especially around the Bathurst 1000 event, where there were remnants of the virus found in the sewage. So we're asking everybody to make sure if they went to that event that they check for symptoms and get tested and follow their health advice.
And Canberra has recorded its first COVID-19 case in more than 100 days. The new case is a diplomat in his 70s who is a returned overseas traveller. He's currently in hotel quarantine after flying to Sydney, then travelling to Canberra in a private vehicle. ACT Chief Health Officer Dr. Karen Coleman warns COVID-19 still poses a risk to the community.
This new case demonstrates that our quarantine system here in the ACT is working well to protect the Canberra community from COVID-19. But it is also a timely reminder that COVID-19 still poses a risk to the ACT and the situation can change quickly.
Authorities are working out what to do with the infected crew of a cargo ship anchored off the Queensland coast amid concerns they could carry a mystery strain of the virus. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles says two crew members from the 19 aboard the MV Safrana Seville have been diagnosed with coronavirus. The freighter was prevented from docking in Brisbane after New Zealand authorities alerted Australian officials the vessel's crew could be infected with a new strain of the virus. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.